Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A total of 7,421 people were treated for problem alcohol use in 2022, according to the latest data from the Health Research Board. That represents an increase of 8% on 2021 figures. The report from its National Drug Treatment Reporting System presents data on alcohol treatment demand in 2022 and looks at trends in treatment for the seven previous years. The findings reveal that since 2016, there has been a 35% increase in the number of cases reporting problem use of one or more drugs in addition to alcohol. Dr. Susie Lyons, senior researcher with the Health Research Board, joins me on the line now for more on this. Some worrying trends and numbers there, Susie, one of which is the number of people entering alcohol treatment for the first time who are already alcohol dependent.
Yes, thank you, Philip. So as you say, today the Health Research Board has published our annual data on alcohol treatment figures and over the seven-year period 2016 to 2022. And indeed, unfortunately, what we're seeing is really no change in the trends and no improvement in the trends, which is really worrying, because what we do see is that consistently, many of the cases presenting for treatment are already alcohol dependent by the time they present for treatment. And this just makes their treatment more complex and their journey to recovery more difficult.
And how, Susie, do we know that this is not just increased availability of treatment that is giving rise to increased numbers, that we are actually seeing a larger number of people every year, year on year, with an alcohol problem?
Well, actually, the increase could be due to, as you say, more treatment availability, but it could also be due to more people participating in our reporting system, but it could be due to an increase in people presenting for treatment. But I suppose what is most important to see is that the trends are consistent over the period, and we're seeing no improvement. As I said, most cases are already alcohol dependent by the time they seek treatment, which is, as they makes treatment more complicated. We do see that one in four cases have problem use of additional drugs, and that's mainly cocaine, cannabis and benzodiazepines. And again, the issue with this is that having problem use of alcohol and other drugs makes people's treatment more complex and makes their journey to recovery more difficult.
At what age typically are people presenting for treatment, and how long have they been drinking problematically for by the time that they do?
So typically we see people, cases are presenting for treatment in their late 30s and early 40s. But in fact, they've often been drinking harmfully for more than 20 years, because what we see that on average is that cases in treatment are starting to drink at the age of 16 while they're still teenagers. So half actually would have started drinking even before the age of 16, which is under the legal limit. So the earlier you start drinking, the more likely you are to develop problems. And then, as I say, many people have been drinking for harmfully for many years before they do seek treatment. And as our data shows, in fact, two in three cases are already alcohol dependent, even for when they first seek treatment.
Obviously, there will always be a lag between the point at which people start drinking problematically and then realise in their own lives that their behaviour is a problem to them and to those around them. But are we missing tricks in our health policy in not helping people come to that realisation a lot sooner than 20 years, two decades?
It is really positive that people are seeking treatment. And as in 2022, we see that 7,500 cases sought treatment. But yes, because it was really important that people look to seek treatment as early as possible before they develop the more harmful side effects of problem alcohol use. Because when you're dependent, you're already experiencing the most severe harms. You may already have liver damage. You may already have relationship problems. You could have already, lost your job. So it's really important. What we'd like to see is that people seeking treatment much earlier much earlier than, especially before they become alcohol dependent.
What's the difference between men and women here? The kind of men who are presenting for treatment and the kind of women. How many are in and out of work? How many are older or younger than the average?
So we do see some differences between women and men. We know that on average women are slightly older than men. We know also that the men are more likely to have left school earlier or dropped out of school. We also know men are more likely to be homeless. However, other than that, we do see very similar traits as the same level of dependence, although among men and women, we see the same levels of unemployment or similar levels of unemployment, but almost half would be unemployed. I think that is an indicator of the harms that we see because of problem alcohol use.
Am I correct then in painting a picture in my own mind of men falling further before they will go and seek treatment than women, that they end up out of work, that they end up out of school very early and out of a home as well, whereas women will go and seek help before things get that bad?
I think there is, it's alcohol dependence is very complex. And yes, what we're seeing is certain differences between men and women. But however, the harms experienced by either gender is still the same. So if you are alcohol dependent, whether or not you're male or female, you still are experiencing the same harms. What I would say, though, especially around harms, when we look at hidden harms, women are more likely to be living with children under the age of 17. So therefore, there is that other consequences of harmful alcohol use on wider society and on children who are living with parents who may have problem alcohol use.
You mentioned the increasing incidence of drug use accompanied with an alcohol problem. How much harder is it to treat somebody who has a poly substance abuse issue to treat rather than somebody who is just dependent on alcohol?
So it just makes treatment more complex because you have the issues related to alcohol and then the issues related to the other drugs. And what we've seen in 2022, for example, is that cocaine overtook cannabis as the most common drug used alongside alcohol. Now, in particular, this is of concern because unique to alcohol and cocaine, when you take alcohol and cocaine together, they combine in the body to produce a substance called cocoethylene. Now, the problem with cocoethylene is that it's more toxic than cocaine and alcohol alone and really just increases the risk of negative effects. So it increases your risk of damaging your organs, such as the liver and heart, and increases the risk of overdose, of fatal overdose, and of psychological effects.
Excuse me if this is a slightly unfair question, but in your research, obviously, you must look at what is being done by way of treatment in other countries as well. Is there any trick you think that we're missing in this country that people abroad are employing?
So people in different countries or different countries record the alcohol treatment differently, so it is hard to make comparisons. But what we do know is that in Ireland, we cannot start to address our problems until we know what they are. And this report today, it helps us to understand where we are in 2022 and will inform what will need to be done. For example, is to look at the trends and also then to monitor the impact of any policies that have been put in place, for example, by the Public Health Alcohol Bill in the last number of years, and to see the impact of them and to measure them and to provide policymakers with evidence to be able to make informed decisions about where is the best way to go in relation to treating alcohol in Ireland.
Susie Lyons, Senior Researcher with the Health Research Board, thank you very much. We'll be looking at those Accenture job losses after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.